Hi, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and today's topic is spiritual gifts. I want to ask you a question. If you needed a gift, which one would you need? If you're sick, do you need a gift of, say, tongues? I don't think so. The best gift is a gift that's needed to meet the need of the one who needs the gift. Paul talked about spiritual gifts, and I think we should clarify them between gifts and fruit, because fruit is a portrait of character. Love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance, faith, self-control, all of those come from the Holy Spirit, and they're worked into you over a period of time. But however, spiritual gifts are supernatural. They are gifts like the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, increased faith, the gifts of healing, notice that's plural, gift of miracles, the gift of prophecy, the gift of discerning of spirits, diverse tongues and interpretation of tongues. The apostles certainly needed these gifts and to accomplish the mission of the church in the first century. Now, some would say that these gifts faded away after the death of the apostles. But I want to ask you something. Let's think logically. Back in those days, it's estimated that there was about 300 million people on earth. And now, there are 7 billion. If the gifts were necessary then for 300 million to preach the gospel and to confirm the gospel, why wouldn't they be necessary now? There's so many more people. The gifts are needed. So, how do you get them? Well, some say you don't. You can't get them because they're all into whatever God wants for you, and it's up to Him to give them to you. But the Scripture says that there's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Christians came to the disciples and they said, did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they go, no, we don't know anything about that. And so they laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. I'm not here to explain all the gifts at this time. This is a devotional to say specifically that God's gifts are still alive, and they can be in you. They are supernatural. If you're struggling with a problem, wouldn't you need a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge of what to do? If you're sick in your body, wouldn't you need gifts of healing to heal you? Or maybe it'd be your child or husband or wife. These gifts are still there, and they're supernatural, and they're here for today. So I want to encourage you as you look towards the Lord that you will strive to search out the gifts of the Spirit. You can just look and Google it, and you'll find all kinds of teaching on it on both sides of the aisle. And yet you want to look at the fact of why does God want you to have gifts? If you're not concerned with ministry, if you're not concerned with standing up in the Lord and allowing Him to use you, then of course you're not going to need the gifts and He's not going to give them to you. But if you want the fullness of the Spirit and you want to walk with God and you want to be His child and manifest Him in your life, He's going to give you these special gifts. Now, He may not give them all. You know, it says that God gives severally as He wills. And so which ones do you have? And don't take it to say, well, you know, I have the gift of niceness or some silly thing like that. The ones I've mentioned are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the miracles and the discerning of spirits. And that's a cool one because if you can't discern the spirit of the devil, he's going to trip you up every time. If you can't discern the spirit of the enemy or discern the spirit of the flesh, you're going to get tripped up. So I think every Christian needs that one. But you can seek earnestly for the best gifts that fit you and your lifestyle. And you can ask God for it. So today, seek the Lord and say, Lord, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Give me the gifts that I need for my day and my time. God bless you. Have a great day.